Praise the Lord. It's good to be in church. Amen. I'm glad to be back. I went to pastored a few churches recently, and I went to Duncanville, Texas. And, you know, other pastors, so good to visit with other pastors. You know, they've all been kind of saying the same thing to me, and I want to kind of just share after visiting a few churches. What I wanted to do was go thank the churches that have been coming down here in the summer to help us to help the community.
It's a love offering for you, Pastor.
Oh, no. I've got enough love. Pastor appreciation was a lot of love from you guys. That's enough. So they've been saying the same thing, and that's basically, you know, the numbers in churches are down overall. When I talked to different leaders and different pastors, and there was a thought that came to me that I wrote down, and I don't want to lose, is that God really doesn't count. He numbers the way we count numbers, right? God's looking for, he's counting the impact that's happening in people's lives. The increase in growth and faith and people getting saved and people being loved and served and impact. And when I said that at one of the churches, it wasn't on my notes, but I just said that statement, just came into my heart and I said it. You know, God's not looking at numbers, he's looking at impacts. And when I said that, you know, there was something in the congregation responded to it, and then something in my heart, you know, it just more and more excited about how God does amazing things in our lives, but it's not for the purpose of us to be glorified. It is for the purpose of his body to be glorified, or for others to be loved, or for someone who had no hope to see hope. And I get excited because I see that impact. And I was telling one of the pastors, when it comes to, and pastors like to talk about numbers for some reason. They get together, they start talking about numbers. And I'm just like, you know what, it doesn't really matter, because I even told one pastor, if the church ever grew to over 200, it's like, I'd be like, no, let's go start another church. I don't want a church of 700 people, you know, that's not in my heart. And sometimes people think I'm crazy for saying that, but I just want to see people grow. And I want to see people go from struggling and faith, and then all of a sudden something clicks. And no matter what you're going through, you only get stronger. Amen. That's my heart, that's my desire for you, is watching you go through life and being able to just trust God no matter what. And when the enemy attacks, instead of him bringing us down, we only get mad at him more. And we pray and ask God to take the darkness and stomp it underneath his feet. And that's my heart. So I really believe that. And there'll be times when there won't be parking, and you gotta go. That's all gonna happen, you know, in cycles. And I really don't. It doesn't bother me one way or the other, as long as we can pay our bills, right? To pay our bills, and you're faithful in tithes and offerings, and we can do stuff like help people. That's what's in my heart. So, you know, I went wanting to thank the churches that have helped us, but I really, really was blessed just having conversations with pastors and being on the same page with them, as far as, you know, God is preparing us for something amazing, and what he's looking for are people who are real. Real people. You know, as pastors, we get to talk about you guys. You guys like to talk about us, so it's okay, right? We start talking about congregations and how you have some people that are this way and some people that are this way, and one little thing that goes wrong, it's like, oh, you know, it's time to leave the church. And you know, and there's just so many different personalities. But I've learned to trust God and to thank him no matter what situation you're in. That's really what the Bible teaches us to do. And this is the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And this is the Sunday that we give thanks. And I want to make it a Thanksgiving type service. And I want to cover the topic of a thankful heart. And I started a series that I want to kind of title, well, we've titled it, Get Ready for Impact. Get Ready for Impact. And what I mean by that is get ready for you to impact things around you, situations around you, circumstances around you. People who live for God and God's driving their life and they're all in, they don't have a choice. They will impact things for good in the way they talk or pray or whatever. You will. It's just a force of God's nature that when you begin to shine your light of righteousness through Jesus Christ, that you will impact and defeat darkness. Just the force of who God is, His character. See, God's character is to turn what seems dead and bring it to life. Right? Jesus was dead, but in 3 days, He became life. Amen. We were dead in sin, and we found Jesus, and now we are life, eternal life. Amen. See, everything that seems dead, when God gets involved, it turns alive. Amen? Amen? And we have a lot to be thankful for. And I just, in visiting these pastors, I came back very encouraged just to keep fighting the good fight. Do whatever you can to help people. Yesterday, I had a busy day yesterday. Joseph, you don't know how right you were. And then a curveball. I already had a busy day before a curveball was thrown at me. But yesterday, I don't think that clock. I don't think that clock's working up there, is it? Okay, yeah, it is. Maybe it is. I had planned, you know, you got to be at the food bank at 7 o'clock. I was 2 minutes late. I got off to a bad start. And then after that, I had a meeting here at the church. And then after that, I was gonna go and just take a nap, maybe, you know, rest for a little bit. Because at 3 o'clock we were going to go distribute turkeys to some families. So we distributed about 80 turkeys yesterday, so we were happy about that. But Pastor Green calls me, says, I have some bad news. I said, what's that? I said, I only have 40 turkeys. Well, I know I need at least 80 or 70 at least. We could get away with 70 probably to bless the families that we like to bless. And so... Oh, okay, what am I going to... He's like, what do you think we should do? Give them an IOU when they come? And I'm like, oh, man, okay. Let me call my Walmart guy and see if they got some over there for a cheap price. So I called him, and he's like, yeah, we got about 300 frozen ones. They're cheap, the cheapest we can get, whatever. So I said, okay, let's go do it. So we went and bought 30 turkeys and got them within an hour or two. Go home, and I just want to take a little nap, but oh, no, I was going to hand out flyers for Bible studies on Wednesdays that we have there. Oh, let's get those flyers out. Okay, let's get that done. Next thing I know, it's 3 o'clock. We got to go to the food bank, deliver the turkeys. So tired. But, you know, as we were delivering the turkeys, Pastor Green and I were kind of there watching, and he said this statement, and I saw it, and I was going to say it to him, actually, but he said it first. The families that were waiting there to be blessed had this look about them of a smile, a peace, a smile, a peace, a look of satisfaction. And I said to Pastor Green, I said, you know, I noticed that, like, we were delivering, and you could just see this line of people, about 60 families lined up, and you could just see this smile of content, and it just, and he said it, I thought the same thing. I said, they just looked not like, like they were entitled, but like they were just thankful. And it really made all my tiredness worth it. And the more and more I learn about how God works and these little seeds that we're planting, the more and more I see that there's an impact that cannot be measured by eyes, you know, or by some stat or something. It's just impact. And I saw that they were thankful, and I was so blessed, and it just keeps re-emphasizing in my heart that let's focus on impact. How can we impact someone? How can you pray for somebody and help them and impact them? And so that's what was in my heart in this trip, and then doing this work day yesterday. But it is all worth it. It is good to serve the Lord. Amen? It is good. So whenever you get an opportunity, it's good to serve the Lord and be thankful for all things. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 in your Bibles. Philippians chapter 2. Let me see. Did I mark my Bibles? I hope I did, because it goes a lot faster when I mark them. Praise the Lord. Oh, I don't know if I marked that one, because Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Get ready for impact. Part 2, a thankful heart. People who have thankful hearts will impact people for God's kingdom. People who have thankful hearts, you know that you impact people when you have a thankful heart. You do impact others. You know that we are not naturally born with a thankful heart. You remember when you were born and you said, mine? Mine. Or, I want. Or, give me. Right? You weren't born with a thankful heart. But as Christians and as people, we learn to be kind. And being thankful can be difficult sometimes. But Christians that are intentional about growing spiritually will begin to cultivate a thankful heart. If you are serious and you're intentional about growing in the Lord, you will cultivate a thankful heart. Thankful people are joyful people, and they become contagious. People are attracted to real joy and a real heart of thanksgiving. So the main point I want to make today on your handouts, does everybody have a handout? Don't forget, reminder to always document at least one thought every service and pray about it in your secret prayer time. Always, always pray about what God's revealing to you. The main point today, people who have thankful hearts will impact people for God's kingdom. In Philippians, now let me say this. Don't master the art of complaining. Have you ever met somebody that's mastered the art of complaining? Like, you're with them and it's like, did you see that? Did you see how they did it? Did you see how he looked at me? Did you see this? Did you see that? That's not right. No, they should. That's, and they just, it's okay to point things out once in a while in life, but it's not okay to like be good at it. Amen? Like, you're so good at it that it's just, you can point out every fault and complain, every circumstance. That's not a healthy, it's not biblical, first of all, and it's not a healthy way to impact your family. Because as parents, if you do that, you know what your kids are going to turn up being? Like that. Always complaining. So it's our human nature to point things out, but be intentional about not being good at it, about checking yourself. And you know that there's always, you know, you can always look at the bright side of everything, like the positive part of everything. You can see the thankful the positive side of things. For example, when you have to pay your taxes, right? Be thankful that you pay taxes. What? That means you got a job, right? You see, you can always look at the positive side, right? And then it goes with a lot of things in life. So be thankful. Have a thankful heart. And don't master complaining and all that grudging stuff. And do you see this? Can you believe that? Instead, find the good in others and the good in all situations. You know that prayer helps you refocus your heart of thankfulness. When you pray, It helps you to refocus your heart to be thankful. So praying does a lot of things. Praying moves things in the darkness, it moves things in the spirit. But what it also does is that it helps you to have a heart of thanksgiving, right? You don't have to wait until Thanksgiving to be thankful, right? Philippians 2, chapter 4, verse 14. Oh, that was the wrong one. I'll find it here in a second. 4:14. Oh, 2:14. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. See, I didn't just make that up about complaining and all that. The Bible says, do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. I read this. I've always read this, but I read it, and I got a whole different perspective. That's why I love to read the Bible. It always gives you a different perspective. When I read it this time, it meant this to me. Do all things without grumbling and complaining, so people can see the light in you. You know, that last part says that among whom ye shine as lights in the world of darkness. So, by not murmuring, if you murmur and complain, it is hard for you to shine a light. Think about that. Have you ever thought about that? Like, we thought it was just normal. We can complain about our neighbor, complain about this, complain about that, murmur about this, be negative about that. It's the truth. It can be the truth, right? It's the truth. They could be doing awful things. And it is going to hurt them. And it, you know, but pray for them and think, want the best for them. And when you have that heart of complaining, it doesn't shine the light of who we say we are. We're God's people. But when you begin to be, what did it say in verse 15? Be blameless and harmless and in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. See, everyone else is complaining. And God's people can shine a light by doing the opposite, which is being thankful, for looking at the bright side of things, for encouraging people, for instead of complaining about someone, pray for them or help them, be nice to them. And that's the characteristic of who Jesus was, right? When Jesus came, he didn't come and say, boy, you sinners are so bad. You're so bad. I can't work with you. You guys are, you're just awful. No, what did Jesus do? He looked out at the multitudes, and he wept, and he prayed. And he said, the harvest is so plentiful. We pray for the laborers to come and to show them the light of the world. So now there is a time to complain, you know, but I don't want to focus on that right now. Let's just not talk about that right now. Right? Jesus did complain about some things, right? But it was not about the sinners. So do all things without grumbling and murmuring. Let's go. Here's some scriptures on Thanksgiving that I want to go through real quick. Go to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. The word of God says this, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Aren't you just thankful this morning for his mercy? Where would any of us be without his mercy, right? We talked about mercy and grace a few weeks back. Mercy. Mercy means you deserve to be punished. You deserve the consequences of sin, which is death. But his mercy is, we should be thankful for his mercy. He's a good God. He's a good God. In another scripture, go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Ephesians 5, verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So those of you that think Jesus drank a lot of wine and got drunk, the Bible is very clear not to get drunk, right? Amen. So if you're getting drunk, that's a sin. Amen. We don't spend a lot of time on that topic, but you know, a lot of Christians get drunk, and as part of their weekend routine and stuff. And the Bible is very clear about that. Don't get drunk. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. See, a lot of times people drink because it kind of helps them get through hard things, depressions or those kind of things. But you know what also helps you get through that? The Holy Spirit. Amen. Be filled. You know, whenever you can just, during worship, you can always just come to the altar anytime and say, Lord, I just need you, you know. Just get drunk or filled with more of His presence, more of Him in your life. No, more of Him. So the Bible says, don't get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. We do that in the mornings, right? We sing together. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks for what? All things. Give thanks to all things. Give thanks always for everything. You know, that's, all things means all things, right? It means give thanks for the fact that you have this or you have that. Don't complain, give thanks. Look at the positive side. The other scripture that I wanted to cover, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. So we're running through the scriptures just to reemphasize 1 Thessalonians 5:18, to reemphasize that the Bible says a lot about being thankful in all things. 5:18 says, well, 17, or let's start with 16. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So give thanks for all things, and give thanks in everything. All things and everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Was that a movie or a song? What was that? The good, bad? Yeah. It just sounded so like I've heard that before. But give thanks for everything. Here we are approaching Thanksgiving. Here we are. We have things that we're stressed about, worried about, depressed about. But God is asking us in His Word and telling us through His Word to give thanks in all things, even the things that you haven't seen happen yet. And give thanks for everything, the good, the bad. Just give thanks. Because there is something powerful about thanking God in a storm. There is. When you can honestly say that you're thanking God in a storm, you've crossed a huge hurdle in your spiritual journey with Jesus Christ. When you can say, I give thanks, and you're having a bad day, right? And you can shake it off, be honest with God. I'm not happy, Lord, but I know you're a good God, and I thank you that you're going to make a way where there seems to be no way. Or I thank you for what you've done already. Just finding ways to give Him thanks. That is spiritual maturity. If you look at all the Bible characters that did amazing things, they learn how to be thankful in bad situations. Joseph learned how to be in prison and be the best interpreter he could be, or be the one in charge of the prison. He just, whatever situation he found himself, he had a thankful heart, and he made the best of it. And we know what happened because of that. He ended up being second in command of all of Egypt, right? It's like being vice president of the United States. Right? That's the equivalent, right? Because at that time, Egypt was like the dominant nation in the world. And he learned, knew how to have a thankful heart no matter what the situation he was in. So give thanks in all circumstances, good and bad. We all know the scriptures, but it is also hard to be thankful when things are not going well. But the Holy Spirit can empower you with a heart of thanksgiving. At the end of the day, I said this last week, and I'm not sure if I wrote it down this week or not, but and I'm not even sure if I'm going to say it the exact same way. But the enemy does a job on us by keeping us focused on things that are temporary. And I really, this is something that kind of hit me. Like, I need to watch what I'm doing. You know, I have my own problems. You know, Pastor does have a lot of trials and hard things he's going through. But the enemy, when he successfully gets you to focus on the temporary, then that's where we fall into being sad and being depressed in a sense. But you see, when we read God's word, it doesn't teaches us to focus on the carnal. God's word teaches us to focus and guides us to focus on the spiritual, on the things that you cannot see. So, yeah, I did write it down. Here's what I said. Your trials and your tribulations and stress and anxiety are a product of the enemy keeping you focused on the things that are temporary. So having a thankful heart puts the enemy asunder, right? Puts the enemy aside. So you know what? I don't care what you are trying to remind me about this temporary situation. I know my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. I don't care, devil, what's going on right now, temporary. Yes, I can be honest with God. You can go to the cross and tell God that you're upset or that you're... But for the enemy, you say, you put him aside and you say, I don't care because I trust that my God hears my prayers because the word of God says so. Don't ever get tired or weary of well-doing. Right? The Bible's clear about that. Just keep on trusting. I love that song that we sang today, I will trust in you. When you don't part the waters the way I want them to be parted, I'm going to trust you, oh Lord God. Trust you. And he knows what's best. He knows what's best. So let's end with these how do we learn to give thanks statements that I wrote on your notes here. These thoughts. Giving thanks requires practice. Don't let criticism become your comfort response to a situation. When something happens, try to look at the good in it. Try to look at the good in it even when it's not looking too good. Find the good in bad situations, right? Like I said, you know, we don't want to pay taxes, but praise the Lord, we have a job, right? I have to cut the grass. Well, praise the Lord, I have grass. I got to wash dishes. Well, praise the Lord, you have a house. Right? That's what Thanksgiving, right, reminds us. Be thankful for all the little things. And so there's a real good thing about Thanksgiving on that Thursday for every family, that we take one moment to be thankful that we're with family. Right? And if you don't have family to be gathered with, there's still something to be thankful for. And some people are in that situation. And so find a way, practice being thankful. Go out of your way to be thankful. Number two, give thanks in all circumstances. We talked about this already in Scripture. Trust that God is in the middle of all your circumstances. He is working to bring good out of it. It takes strong faith to praise God for unrealized blessings. Let me repeat that. It takes strong faith to praise and thank God when things have not been realized yet. But we are people of faith, right? Right. If I were to ask, how many of you have faith? Everybody would be like, yeah. Then why are you sad? Well, good question. Faith pleases God. Amen. It really does. And we start, when you have faith and you start being thankful and people notice that you're happy even when you're having trouble with the things in life, when all this starts happening, your light will begin to shine and you will impact others. And the point of this series has been, get ready. You're called to make an impact on other people's lives. You may be saying, but my life, I'm so worried about this or so stressed about this. How can I ever impact others? Trust me, God, you just begin to do the little things well. Pray, read your Bible, and trust Him, and be thankful. You begin to do all that. It's just gravity, like nature. You will just impact others with light. So be thankful in all circumstances. Number three, give thanks when things are going well. Don't forget, sometimes things are going very well and you forget to give thanks. One of the theories about church attendance across the whole nation, that when the economy is doing very well, the church attendance drops. And one thing that I want to teach the church and make sure that we're always giving thanks to God in the good times. Because it's real easy when things are going well, God answers that prayer request and boom, you can forget about God. Now I don't need you at this moment. That happens in people's lives. It does. But here, being church attendance should be completely unrelated to whether you need something from the Lord or not. That really separates the real from the fake, or as the Bible says, the sheep from the goat. Amen. Is being consistent in wanting to be where God is no matter what your situation is. And that's so true. And everybody is vulnerable to that. Everybody is vulnerable to that. Even King David got vulnerable to that, if you know that story. He was king. Everything was going perfect. He thought he could do whatever he wanted. But thank God that when David was confronted, he repented. He repented. Yes, Lord, I left you behind. He was king. Snaps his finger, people have to do it. He had all the money in the world. And then he took advantage of that. But you know the story, right? He was confronted when the prophet says, you are that man that sinned. And he repented. And then he wrote the book of Psalms, right? And was thankful. There's a lot of thankful scriptures in the book of Psalms. Can you imagine a king just being so thankful? That's why God says he's the apple of my eye. And that's why the Jesus tree line comes from David, King David. Because he had it all, and he still thanked God. So don't forget to thank God even when it's going awesome. Amen?
Amen.
So recognize the good that has come from bad experiences. You know that you can be thankful for your bad experiences?
Amen.
That's hard, but it's true. As a matter of fact, when you turn that corner, you can see God. You know, I went through this experience, but I can see why now. I mean, I think my life is a reflection of that. There were so many bad experiences I had in my life that I can tell you now, wow, I really grew in faith because I trusted God in that. Or I went through that and I trusted Him, and wow, I'm still going. I'm stronger on the other side. So be thankful in all things. And understand, and last thing, understand the power of thanksgiving. Thankful people are powerful people. I like that. You might want to underline that one or pray about that one. But there is power in being thankful. You can look at thanksgiving as a superpower. Right? Everybody wants to be a superhero now, right? You can look at thanksgiving as a superpower. You can put on a cape and it says Thanksgiving in the back. Can you see it now? You know, somebody get me that for next year's pastor appreciation. A cape with Thanksgiving. A superpower. You become thankful in all things, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And people will be attracted to you. People will be like, they have something. They have something that's real. They have something that's real. Be thankful in all things. It enables you, Thanksgiving enables you to see past your experiences and embrace the way God is moving. You know, when you're thankful, it enables you to see past your current temporary experiences and helps you to see that God is in everything. Not only do thankful people draw strength from gratitude, but they also empower others to believe as well. God really wants to use you to impact other people. He really does. So church, get ready. In conclusion, like, I don't know if that was Pastor Green or something. You know what in conclusion means? Nothing. Doesn't mean I'm almost done. In conclusion, get ready for impact. Prepare yourself in prayer and scripture and worship. Get yourself settled on a solid foundation. The enemy will fight. He'll fight you. He'll try to keep you focused on the temporary so that you can be stressed and anxious. But remember that Jesus said, don't rejoice that demons are subject to you, but rather rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I love that scripture so much. I know it was only a few months ago that I preached on that. But I love it so much because no matter how things are going on here on earth, our joy doesn't come from this world. I mean, we like to be joyful and things go well. But your eternal joy, the fact that you can say, okay, I may be struggling, but things are going to get better, it's because we trust God that His word is true and that He's with us. And we also trust Him that when all of this world and we're done with this world, that our joy is going to be in the fact that we're in heaven and our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life and we're dancing on the streets of gold with our loved ones that have gone before us. Wow. I don't know. That's pretty cool. You can go through a lot of stuff here on earth, but you know you have that coming. With the streets of gold, I know we did this in one of the Tuesday night Bible studies, the whole streets of gold, what's going to happen when we're with Him forever, and it puts things in perspective. So church, be thankful. You're going to go to Thanksgiving, you're going to go to your family's house, or they're all going to gather at your house, and be thankful. Don't get after everybody for leaving dirty dishes. Be thankful that they came to fellowship with you, and that you have a family. Just be thankful. There's power in it. You will impact people. So that's the message today is just be thankful. There's a lot of power in it. There's a lot of good that comes out of a thankful heart. And learn to be thankful in all situations. God is good. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. It's before 12:30. We did good today. All right, so just a few things before we end in prayer. Continue to pray for Nelda, her family. They're going to be traveling to Houston. We're going to keep them in prayer. We keep hearing really good reports, and we believe God's not done yet with Bianca. So pray for her, for their family. They're taking off to Houston. Pray for Rose and her knee for a quick recovery. Yeah. Praise the Lord. She had a knee accident. And we're so glad to have Larry back and his wife. We love them. We just love them so much. They're a big part of our family on the winter times. And so we're thankful they're here. Oh, they love us too. Did you hear that? Yeah. Praise the Lord. All right, so mark your calendars. On December 8th, Saturday, December 8th, we'll be having our Christmas church dinner. So that's always fun, and hopefully we can get some games involved and all that, have a little bit of Christmas fun along with the dinner and stuff. So that's the plan for December 8th. And also, Tuesday night prayer meetings, we're not having Tuesday night prayer meetings from now through the end of the year. We're focusing on supporting the Spanish Bible studies that we're having at the Colonia with Brother Cassiano's leading those. So I want to focus a little bit on building that up a little bit. So if you can go and support and be present, it's Wednesdays at 6:30 at our community center on Victoria Road down south, and we're gonna just try to build that up a little bit, focus on that, pray about that. So all of you that have been helping Brother Cassiano just by showing up and fellowshipping with people, continue to do that. And so we're excited about that, to build that that ministry as well. So that's what's going on. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Brother Cassiano, will you dismiss us in prayer? Amen. Amen. Church, you're dismissed. Shake hands one with another. God bless you. God go with you.